From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Will tomorrow be the end of the presidential primary season? If Senator Hillary Clinton doesn't do well in Texas and Ohio, it will be difficult for her to press on.
In Ohio, the latest polls suggest that the race between the Democrats is tightening, with Senator Clinton maintaining a slight lead over Senator Barack Obama.
But on the eve of the primary, many Democratic voters are waiting until the last minute to make up their minds. From Youngstown, Celeste Headley reports.
The sun is just setting over Youngstown, and Mayor Jay Williams is leaving a meeting and getting ready to spend the evening talking politics with his constituents.
People talk about, Chicago politics being brutal or a blood sport. We're not as big as Chicago, but believe me, the people here can hold their own politically in terms of their acumen and involvement against anyone else in the country.
We stop at the Avalon Gardens, a small restaurant with a bocce court in the back.
This is Youngstown. Nothing fancy, good food, good pizza, best pizza in town.
Owner Al Salata is sitting on a bar stool and chatting with a couple regulars. He says he still doesn't know who he's going to vote for on Tuesday.
I haven't seen anybody really lay out, what kind of changes they're going to make or what kind of changes they're going to do. And that sort of concerns me.
The bartender, Jackie, says people in Youngstown aren't ready to trust another politician.
You can't believe anybody. On what they're saying, and if they're going to do the health care for every single person, do it. If you're just trying to get a vote, eh.
Jackie is undecided, as is every person we spoke to at the Avalon Gardens.
Maybe a woman, maybe a Barack. I don't know. I'm very undecided.
Democratic state legislator Bob Hagan stops by to pick up a pizza. He says if the voters in this area are on the fence, it's not because they don't care.
Undecided because we've put our faith and our votes in people like Bill Clinton. We got NAFTA. Some of us put our faith in George Bush. We got absolutely no attention whatsoever.
Experts say that's why the race is so tight in Ohio. Many people aren't yet convinced the candidates understand the concerns of working class voters. And Eric Rademacher, University of Cincinnati, says voters only began paying close attention to the race after Super Tuesday.
Ohio voters this year were told for many months that their votes would not matter, that both the Republican and Democratic nomination would be locked up by the time the primaries got to Ohio.
Rademacher is also co-director of the Ohio poll. He says part of the problem for the candidates is that there's no single overriding issue in the state that galvanizes residents. Yes, the economy is the biggest concern, but that means something different in every corner of the state.
In some parts of Ohio, the key economic issue is trade by itself. In other parts, it's unemployment.
Mayor Jay Williams takes us now to the north side of Youngstown, an area that once thrived with money from the steel mills and is now struggling. Empty, rundown car lots line one street, the chain-link fences leaning precariously over the sidewalk. But the parking lot at our destination is full.
This is a local watering hole, the Golden Dawn Restaurant. It's a staple of Youngstown. Here you will find blue-collar, white-collar come here to socialize, to eat. It's just a fixture in the city of Youngstown.
88-year-old Ralph Naples took over the business from his father.
It was a family-owned place. We started way back during the Depression. Nothing else to do, so he figured he'd go in business. He was working in the mills.
Naples says he understands why there's such an attraction to Barack Obama.
Hey, he's got that charisma to appeal to the people. And people go, well, maybe this kid will be all right. You got to admit it, the kid's a real personable young man.
But, Naples says, his best years in Youngstown were under Bill Clinton's administration.
The real reason why I'm voting for his wife is the fact she's more qualified than that young man.
Robert Alexander says there are many people who feel the same way that Naples does.
I think there's probably a solid number of folks that long for the Clinton administration of old, where it appeared that manufacturing jobs in the state were doing pretty well. And the economy was humming along.
Alexander teaches political science at Ohio Northern University. He says the sticking point for Clinton, though, is NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. The bill was passed in 1993, but Alexander says it still rankles the working class people of Ohio.
NAFTA has hit Ohio especially hard, and that's certainly the perception. And a lot of folks in Ohio are ambivalent about where Hillary Clinton actually stands on NAFTA, if she really supported it, if she didn't support it, they're unsure.
And Mayor Williams says maybe that's why people are undecided. They're simply gun-shy and not ready to trust another politician stumping for votes.
This area has seen its share of snake oil salesmen come in with promises that were promises ultimately unfulfilled.
But Williams doesn't think that's going to keep people away from the polls tomorrow. And Ralph Naples also predicts a high turnout.
The only thing that's going to make it bad, maybe the weather being inclement. But by that time, people are used to it. I think it's going to be the highest ever myself.
The latest polls indicate it's not just going to be a tight race between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton in the primary, but it's also going to be a close race in the fall, no matter who the Democrats nominate. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headlee in Youngstown, Ohio.